that's what I want to say. You have permanent temporary, even on the temporary, such as melting metal. So if that's the case, I have time, permanent, temporary. Let me be chayiv even on the temporary. You follow the analogy.
You could also claim that the samanim were also temporary.
Because you're one of the temporary. Why are the samanim temporary?
You cooked them and then you're about to die with them.
And it was there for
and life. Once you died with them, they're gone.
They're gone?
Yeah, they're gone. They're part of the garment now.
Who did this? The red color's there, it's right there staring in the face.
The red color's there, but and it's gone when you drink it, but it's still in there. It's still in your body, so, and it's the visual winds up somewhere.
First of all, it's still there. You follow the analogy.
You could also claim that the samanim were also temporary.
It's not one of the temporary. Why is samanim temporary?
You cooked them and then you're about to die with them.
And it was there for
and life. Once you died with them, they're gone.
They're gone?
Yeah, they're gone. They're part of the garment now.
Who did this? The red color's there. It's right there staring in the face.
The red color is there, but and it's gone when you drink it, but it's still in there. It's still in your body, so, and it's the visual winds up somewhere.
First of all, it's still a difference. Because even when, I mean, personally, even when it goes into your body, you drink, comes out. As opposed to you dying, you start red, they're red for 50 years.
Yeah, but what comes out of your body is going to end up somewhere eventually.
Yeah, but so what?
So it's still around in the world.
Yeah, but that was a it's not the same form, it's a completely different form. I don't want to get involved in such a detail. It's possible to say that way. It's possible. You could say that way. That the dye is also temporary. Because all Bishul and Mishka was temporary. Because even the dye was ended up in the curtains and it's in a different form. It's now solid, no longer liquid. And maybe that's maybe right. Yeah?
It's more, it seems like they're assuming that all melachos are permanent. Because they try to bring the riot, bring a good source for the Mishnah, and they ask a question, they say, it can't be that sort because it's permanent. It's not permanent. So unless for some reason they knew kosher is always permanent, we don't know that, so we're looking for a source. It looks like they're assuming that melachos are permanent.
A definition.
Yeah.
I know the good source. Okay. Vishnu we know is for sure it's even temporary because it's always going to be temporary. It's not completely a riot rule, yes. As someone pointed out, Hotzah is temporary now. I carried them from the street to the house, and I carried back to the street. So, you can't take those. Could be permanent, but if you're expensive, bring it back. So you can't make a sweeping statement. Yeah, it's a shtickle right, but not compelling. Yes?
In terms of the rail.
Yeah.
In terms of kosher, matra may even name it. Matra, we know for sure, is only temporary, because it has to be matra on us literally. Perhaps the Gemara, when it's saying that it's kosher on us, Mahatir is not giving up the issue of permanence. Rather, the issue is that we learn the things from the Mishkan that are done in building the Mishkan, not in reconstructing the Mishkan. Kosher, even though it was done in the initial building of the Mishkan, that was kosher on us, Mahatir. That was part of the rebuilding process.
Maybe. Could be. Could be right. Maybe you're right. I don't know. In Kitzur, it seems to me, before I go any further, that there's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. I'm not an expert in Yerushalmi, I'm not too cocky in Yerushalmi. It's the same with Dibri Yecheskel in Siman Dalet, Sefer quotes as Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi right over here in Klal Gadol says, asks a similar kind of a question. He says, how can you find kosher in the Mishkan? But the Mishkan was only temporary because they used to move from place to place. Answers to Yerushalmi, says in the Torah, Pi Hashem Yachdo, Pi Hashem Yisol. It was indefinite. V'horaya. It doesn't say this in the Yerushalmi. How long did they stay in one place? Was it 19 years in one place? I mean, and it could have been for the Lenu Unum Logum. That's what I consider permanent. Frech the Yerushalmi, what do you mean permanent? But they knew they were going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Still not permanent. They didn't know when. That's considered, according to Yerushalmi, impermanent because they're going to Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalmi doesn't, yeah, you're right, but you have the Urias all. The Urias. So at the first glance, the Bavli and Yerushalmi are identical. But I thought they're not identical. I thought maybe they're machloikos with the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli never brought up about Havtocha of Hashem, about moving from place to place, nothing. It seems to me the Bavli is speaking in what I called before objective terms. When the Bavli says this cryptic statement, kosher nas lahatir, doesn't say because they're going to move They're going to go out to Eretz Yisrael. Nothing. Apparently, these kind of tents that Klal Yisrael made in the desert were Boy Scout tents. I don't kind of tents that are normally moved. Objectively, you look at this tent, you say, oh, this tent, okay, now you see it, now you don't. I mean, it's going to be moved sometime in the future. And therefore, it's more objective. Whereas the Yerushalmi seems to go out the ties against the B'alaf. The Yerushalmi, to me, it seems, is saying that even if, objectively, this is something which would be, could be there forever, but if you have a promise from Hashem to move you here and there, then it might be a, what we call an Eino Shel Kayama, because you have an intention to take it apart. I'll prove it to you if I can.
Not permanent,
but if it were not for that, if they didn't have a choice, we know we're leaving next week. We know in advance we're leaving next week, and Hashem gave us a schedule. You know, He didn't give us a schedule, but let's say Hashem gave us a schedule. Okay, year one, this day you move here, next week you move there. If we don't have a schedule, right, then Yishami says the deal would be that it would be higher if the most one or so it should be part of. I'll prove to that, I think my point from Bonin. This is in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Yishami Bat Toshi. Halacha Dalet, at the beginning, Yishami, look it up. As Bonin, with Bonin the Mishkan, says the Yishami, they built the Mishkan. Thank the Yishami, but that was only the Shah. But after all, did it go to Eretz Yisrael? Answer to Yerushalmi, believe it or not. You're right. The only bone in the Mishkan was that it was temporary, and therefore Binyan the Shah, Habi Binyan. Bingo. The Yerushalmi says to hold that Binyan the Shah, Habi Binyan. Because that's the only model in the Mishkan. The only Binyan was the Shah. So the Chayr, it's against the Gemara Bavli in a few places. All our roi seems to be against it, as we saw from the Magad Mishnah's proof to the Rambam. But I think the most telling example is the Gemara and Beitza. Once we have a separate Beitza, interesting case. A person, Avonish of Beis Akisei. So a person would put, they need a place to sit in Beis Akisei in those old primitive conditions. What would he do? Says the Gemara. Took a rock here, took a rock there, put some kind of slab on top, and now it's the Beis Akisei. And he planned to undo it, to take it off afterwards. So the Babli says on base, Lama base, and base, also binyan keva asr Torah, binyan aroi lo asr Torah. It's a binyan aroi. A binyan aroi is Rashi she'enu liskayim. Binyan liskayim. It's not meant to last forever. It's just a temporary stopgap plank. He's going to remove later. So what do you see Klar from the Babli? Binyan the Shah lo ami binyan. What do Yerushalmi say? Binyan the Shah habi binyan. No, but what's the Yerushalmi going to do? What's the Babli going to do with the Yerushalmi's raya? The binyan of the Mishkan was considered temporary. Wrong! The binyan of the Mishkan was permanent, impermanent. That whole edifice was something which was meant to last for a long time. How did the Mishkan last in Eretz Yisrael when they had it in one place?
They changed it.
Wasn't that only in Shiloh? Yeah, before they got to Shiloh. Wasn't there other place where the Mishkan was for a long time?
No.
First was
Gilgal.
And then it was
just coming out of court. And
Shiloh was like...
Was there nothing between Gilgal and Shiloh? Was there another one?
It was after Gilgal.
It was afterwards.
All right. Shiloh was there for very long, though.
Shiloh was rocks. It was a rock binyan shel avon. So Gilgal was. I don't have to look at Rambam. I'll give you the whole list. It's going to be for bechira. But anyway, it's there for a long period of time. Seems to me the binyan was a really a permanent binyan. Elamai, one second. Elamai, you're going to undo it. One second. You're going to undo it. So it seems to me the Babli holds that if. I can undo anything. I can build a building and plan to undo it. But the building that I built was the kind of building which is meant by normal contractors to last forever. I'll build you a house and it'll last forever. Every contractor says. I want to build a house and I plan to take it apart brick by brick next year. To build a big house. If they have it someday, which I won't go into. Right? They build a house, knock it down, build a big house. They knock it down and build a big house. It's part of the, whatever, I won't say another word. So if you do that, in my opinion, you're chayav in the binyan. If you build it on Shabbos. If they don't build it on Shabbos, they're chayav in the binyan. And the reason is, Because it's a permanent good. You're going to take it apart. What are you going to do? Basak, he's saying, is a kind of a bishin that's meant to be taken apart. So therefore, I think the Bavli holds that the binyan in the Mishnah was considered a binyan kavua, and the binyan aroi is potter. The Yerushalmi like the ties that depends upon your subjective consideration, since you plan to go into Eretz Yisrael. But the Mishkan is only going to be considered temporary. That's how I understood it. That's how I understood this machlokas, I think. I think that's what they're fighting about. Yeah?
The Mishkan is a real building. It has a foundation. It was built out of Yerios. No one builds a house out of the Yerios.
You know what I tell you? Have you ever been in Lakewood?
No.
If you go to the Beis Medrash, not the old Beis Medrash, the new Beis Medrash, they call it the trailers. No foundation. No, what else there is there? That's built there, it'll probably be there till Mashiach comes. It houses about 1,000 people every day. No, of course it's real.
Little.
The trailers, I call it. Those trailers are, what can I tell you? Like Morasha trailer, I'll be there till Mashiach comes, I hope, at least. Not the old trailer, not the, but the, what we call the trailer now, also no foundation.
Right. And still, that's built out of something metal that's more permanent than
urea. Well, it was crushing. Urea was all
about
the crushing.
I know, but the crushing was spaced out.
The crushing were right next to each other, and plugged into where they had done it. It was no less permanent than our trailer in
here. Yeah,
but
the roof.
Trailer is a building.
There's no foundation. It's also an above-ground building. So that's also the same thing. Michigan was an above-ground building. Was put in the
glass.
It snapped together. The kids, it seems to me that that's the case, I think.
Secondly, I saw Marsha that said that the difference between, he's talking about Anatosis, he's talking about built a vineyard, whether you're going to be bone to the same extent that you were before, or in order to be high, you're going to have to be bone better.
Right.
So what about the Mishkan? The Mishkan is always put up the same.
Right.
So he says, no, there's a difference. The Babli's, well, at least he didn't say the finish, but it must be the Babli's learning only that Hakamas HaMishkan is what you derive the Malachas from.
Right.
And then after that, I mean Hakamas HaMishkan, but not putting it up and bringing it down. So that could
and the
be
original Hakama.
The original Hakama, and then
what was that subsequent? I don't know, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm with you. I'm saying the original Kshiras or Holim, that toast that the Gemara calls on Abayim Dalit, was a kind of a, you know, Boy Scout tent kind of a thing, that the Kshiras or Holim would be something which would normally, you look at it, they're going to move on. But I'm saying that the binyan HaMishkan itself, arguable, is something which was going to meant to last indefinitely. And therefore the Babli in fact seems to hold that binyan is part of. What can I do? It seems to be more basic of foolish. Now there is an interesting question which the Mefarshim talk about. The Gemara of Tzadiheim and Aleph in the Sechta Shabbos talks about Godeles. What's Godeles? Let's go, Dallas. What did you say? No, I don't think it was a tank, though. My first analysis? That's what I thought, it's a hairdo. It's a hairdo. So according to one opinion, it's high mission bone. Back to Gemara, the Chidera opinion, the cat. They say maybe yes. Maybe yes. All discussion about it. So wait a second. But this binyan is only temporary. And how long did the head be put in there? It's going to be taken out. So the fact that the Gemara only says over here about this hairdo, that's the chidera binyan b'kam, doesn't say, but it's only temporary. It's going to be undone. Does that maybe imply that binyan what? In the Shah, have been even called the Shas Babli. So I thought there's three ways out of this, right? One, that's what it mentioned one Ptur, in fact, it doesn't mention the second Ptur. Two, that's what it means. That Ben Kach because it's temporary. But three, I think the simplest answer is a Machlokas HaTanoim over here in the Sugi. the machlokas atanoim in all these cases, whether you chayav a potter if it's temporary. And here the Gemara seems to be going according to the opinion which maintains that you are in fact chayav. The Rishon Shishi. But you chayav, and this Mishnah speaks about at some length, what the machlokas over here in the tanoim is. If you do a temporary kind of a binyan, the machlokas atanoim. I think the chayav ties to the machlokas Rav Shmuel, not so there to this machlokas atanoim. The machlokas we show by the pasuk. It goes according to that shita, then it seems that it proves nothing. It's going according to the shita which we don't pass on, perhaps. Anyway, I want to go back to what we said before. Mordechai's throw, I'm going to try to prove it to you. On this very same back, Sadi Haman Albert says, the gabe is chayav mishum bonin. You make cheese, the chayav mishum bonin. This is quoted by Allah. The name Mishpat Zayin. The gabe chayav mishum bonin. So I have a big question. Don't you plan to eat the cheese?
No, it's a fish. Get
fish.
Yeah, cheese. You wait.
Yeah, okay, so it won't be mutter. But it's not going to be chayav. Chayav has to be indefinite. You don't want to be indefinite. I'm asking that. So I'm asking about bono now. The chayav should bono.
Like they
24 hours is mutter, 24 hours is potter. But chayav is not as indefinite.
Okay,
the question is,
what kind of agave
you put in the mouth? Oh, it makes cheese, and he sells it. Not forever. So take a week, take a month, take a look. It's still not going to be passions of chayav. Indefinite.
What's forever?
I mean,
it's possible.
Indefinite.
Anything over a week?
No, it's not. No, it's not. So I think that Mordechai is right, it's my first opinion, but it's against the Chayonim. That's why I hesitate to say it. But since Mordechai said it before me, I can then jump on his bandwagon. Temporary means you undo the malacha. Kosher amanas lahatir. That's temporary. Bona amanas listol yushalim. That's temporary. When you make cheese, what do you mean? You take milk and make it into cheese. Liquid milk, making it into hard cheese, you're making a binyan. When you eat the cheese, are you making the cheese back to milk? No. When you, question number four, when you cook chicken, and you eat the chicken, does the chicken become uncooked? No. Not my question. When you color the tasha with karkum, and you eat the tasha, does the tasha become uncovered? Uncolored, I should say? I don't think so. It seems to be the entire bar of the Nishmas Adam that he considered coloring a tasha to be Ein Miskay and Klal, because it's going to be consumed very shortly. I don't think consumption makes it Ein Miskay. If you, that's the thing why the Eglay Tal only answered matches. That's what you said it before, right? That's why you got in. You said on the Eglay Tal, right? If I have metal and I melt it in hard and stuff, I'm back where I started. If I have chicken and I eat it, I'm not back where I started. The chicken is cooked and I ate it. Delicious. That's a different.
So why didn't he ask for water?
Water.
I cook water and it cools down, so it should be cut.
Why?
It disappeared. I didn't do anything.
No, so first of all, most of them all, they ain't Mishnah, Mishnah, but even to liquids. Why?
Assuming
that,
then it should be fine. Even if you drink it, so it also
goes
down
in the stomach. Doesn't matter, but the reason you're higher, because the results of the bishul are never really lost. Because of health reasons, other reasons.
That's
just all the bishul. Right. Okay. So the kitzur, I'm left with only really one question, which is the Eglay Tal's question. If indeed you had in a mishkan, temporary and permanent, when it came to Bishul. Unless we're going to give you your teretz about some of money. That's the only teretz I know you have, no? If you don't have teretz, I have two kinds of Bishul in the Mishkan, I have two kinds of kosher in the Mishkan. Why, when it comes to kosher, we derive from the permanent, we part the temporary. And Bishul, we say that you're chayek, temporary, unless you say Mordechai has teretz. That the Bishul Salamana is also considered to be temporary. Because when it's moved from liquid dye into coloring in the curtains, it's a new entity. And the old entity, well, what do you say now? What we're saying now?
Why not? It's part of the string. You now have a red string, a black string.
No, what we said before.
Oh, did you undo it?
You didn't really undo it. I cooked. What do you have? Cooking the dye, no? What do you mean cooking the dye? You put the dye into the water, and now the dye cooks. Right?
That's
nice. This is, if we call it this noob shadow, right there. So maybe your test may still be problematic. No? Alright? Let's go to kosher now for the moment. Kosher is a very serious beloved word. The miskayim plays a big role. What if you tie a knot and you throw it into the garbage? Throw it in the garbage. The whole thing, knot it up into the garbage. Right, the garbage bag, throw the garbage bag into the garbage. Excellent. That is the garbage. Are you chayav a pot? It's kind of good.
It's
a different case. Did they want his rice from? Tying a lulav. Tying a lulav of your chayav. What are you chayav for? The lulav's only lasts for 1 week. You're chayav for 1 week. No, the answer is that even if you take a lulav after a week and throw it into the garbage, you're not going to take out the knot. So although the whole thing's being thrown out, you're not considering it to be an undoing of the original. You're throwing the whole thing out. Of course, you can argue that there it's in the garbage. There the knot is garbage still there. It's still the garbage. But I don't know. What happens with the garbage? What, does garbage last forever? Does it get ultimately to get... I mean, and today's garbage. Who knows the garbage? They put it into the earth. I don't know where they put it. It's water. What do they do with the garbage knows that?
It
rotted. But when it rotted, the knot also rotted.
Yeah.
They're not also rotting. That matter means it takes too long for that to rot.
The point is you've left it on indefinitely.
No, it's going to rot. It's not indefinitely.
For you, you can do that everything. The opinion is eventually going to come down. And
it's not the same.
If you live in California, it's eventually going to come down. Does that mean that you want it to last forever?
Yeah, but
built it forever.
Yeah, but you throw something into the garbage. You know, you come back, you know, how much later it's not going
to
be there.
If you leave it on your shelf, it will also start to rot.
You throw things in the garbage, other things rot much more quickly. Either in the water, they're dumped in the water, they just disintegrate in a matter of, I don't know, weeks, months, I don't know. I'm not talking there about metal, I'm talking about lulav material. That's what that derives from. Tie the lulav with a pot, organic material. That should even the ground or the water should disintegrate pretty quickly.
There wouldn't be any landfills if you were
right.
Because they can disintegrate like over the course of 100 years. It's not like slowly.
Really?
It takes forever. Probably plastic, it's forever and forever.
Nothing. 100 years. Could be. This is very important. We'll get to it later. But people, I spoke about this in my shul, this is Per Shabbat, but it came out in Alpiyah Shev Yachad, this parasha. So, one of the svarim says that if you have a baby, you want to use a disposable diaper, you can't do it. Because he felt that the facts were, you ever seen a disposable diaper work? Maybe he had a chust of diapering a baby in. But as a veteran, let me tell you that they take disposables, you take the piece of tape. It's like a band-aid. That's the thing that closer to you that you've seen. It's a thing like this. Flap, it's taped onto here, you pull it off, and you put the diaper on, and you tape it on now. How long does it last? 3 hours? 6 hours? How long is it going to last already? So, a certain Rav went from Gates, and went to Rav Yoshim and showed him the diaper, and he told him the way people remove the diaper is what he said, they just rip it off. They don't undo the tape at the point of adhesion, they just rip it off. So based on that, he got the design shot. Osama Natara. Osama Natara is Madbik Shnei Neyoros. Simon Shemem Sifidal. Madbik Shnei Neyoros is Osama Shem Tov. Seems to me it's facts are wrong. And my poll confirmed it by an overwhelming margin. That most people, when they undo the diaper, they take it off at the same point they put it on. It's only lasted for 3 hours.
What about
Big wives, did we speak about big wives? We did speak about big wives. We never spoke about big wives?
We have spoken about it.
Well, Moshe's chuba about the about the pagan. The Moshe was matter to tell people water.
Yeah, we mentioned it. We're back to it now.
Okay, so I thought the big problem. Because it's a serious issue of sleep the Bishim Dash. You want the water coming out of the
You don't want water necessarily coming out.
If you're not for the water dripping, then you can also take a dry wipe. Why take a wet wipe? It's called wet ones. They still call them that. Now it's wet. That's called wet ones. So you want it to be wet. The only pilkul we had is that maybe you don't really need the water which is coming out because there's enough water on the outside already. Then it's a secretion lo nichole again. Say that business. I'm not sure that's true. I think it's a good meaning. It depends how dirty the baby is. The dirty the baby is, the more wet water you need out of your knee there. So I think it's a serious shot. I wouldn't.
It is probably
good. Oh, you're using it. ultimately, I mean, it was all the like you said. But meanwhile, you're using it, that's tishtashis, you know. I mean, after I finish using it. But hopefully, I'm not going to use it. They're using the water that comes out. I don't like the baby wipes. I think it's a big problem. They say some of the top baby wipes are dry. In other words, if the water sinks to the bottom, they'll put a new thing just before Shabbos. The top ones are nothing, you know, you press that, nothing's going to come out of it.
Nothing comes out.
So what are they gain? Squeeze that already. Dry wipes. Dry wipes.
This is still
a little.
Okay.
Okay. They do that. That's a different story. It's a different story. They do it.
I'm surprised no person has come out.
Shabbos wipes. Oh, we're gonna go with you. It's a thing called Shabbos makeup. I want to discuss that in a minute. That's a bit, yeah, I'm gonna have that in 1 second. We'll see what that means, alternatives. There's usually there's running water in most bathrooms. So the kids, I don't know what the alternative means. I don't know. The kids, let's not go into that right now. So what's the shear, I want to know? The Paskim say it's mutter, even the Shemir Shabbos agreed that it's mutter to use the diapers on Shabbos, the disposable diapers. Because if it's tofer, Mabek Miyaz is, yeah, but you're taking that right away. How does it right away? It can be there for many hours. Put the baby to go to sleep. What do they call it? That? The overnights? What do they call them? Overnights, the big ones, the overnights. Last for 8 hours. So that's also what the... So what's the shear? I wonder what the shear is.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, if we have a chance, we'll get to these things later. But, so I don't know. What's the shear? What do you say the shear is? I have a shear. What's your shear? Give me a shear, give me a number.
24.
That's right. 24, where did I get it from? Kosher. So apparently the other possible amount of the use of this diaper say that it's Topher and Kosher are cousins. And then it's for Kosher and not, unless 24 hours is what it is. So Topher is also what it is. So now we come to the makeup. Such a fascinating makeup discussion over here. You know, Rabbi Blumenkranz, Shalitha, has a whole tshuva. And a whole company called Shabbat. I don't think it belongs to him, but they gives him a scholar. Shabbat.
Cosmetics.
Okay. They sell them. Cubanos. Okay. Very good. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph and Arachaim. It's such a short tshuva. In Siman Kuf Yudal, it's the whole thing's a few lines. He writes like this. The women who did makeup. Also the Isha is Svoras Panam, he didn't sphere. Yeah? The color of face is also Mishim Tzoveh. Amalizrik as a powder. Lova, what does that mean? Lova. Ala Panim. Shalom Eskayim Klal. Aim as a Isha Tzvir. So the Blumenkranz says that this powder lova doesn't mean baby powder, which I would have thought maybe it means. But it means skin color powder, what they call blush. Blush. Kuvot, blush. So what's the heter? Lo miskayim klav. What does that mean? Chayada, no, lo miskayim klav. So what's the shear? To my mind, either shear 24 hours or there is no shear. Where do we find the shear of lo miskayim klav? Where do you find it? Where do you find such a concept of the chlal? The chlal of lo miskayim klav. As a matter of fact, I'm Shlomo Zalman questions the existence of this concept. Who said it exists for chlal? Who said it's true? In Perek Yudalit. Say the Shemir Shabbos in the Ora Kufnun Ches Kufnun Aleph. Those are us. He says, who said those? Who ever heard of this food? Well, I don't know. He says like this. Nagrashaz Oybach Mefakbek Gambazel against Rav Moshe. The Kol Shemechavon at Tzvia. I feel this Mamuot Minon on the Hatte. Who said it's what? Where did any enter? No such enter. No such head. And maybe it's even Issa Torah, Reina Miskayim. That's those Rishonim who passed like the other, the various Tanoim and Tzadihei, that the Biolocha quotes. Okay, so.
What's she doing?
That's what I want to know. Very good.
Lipstick also comes up within 25
hours. That's exactly what I'm bothered by. What's the shear? So here he sits over here in this quote the Sefer Ketzos HaShulchan. Ketzos HaShulchan is like this, quote, Kol Shatseva Eno Dovuk Lenitzpa Eno Begedet Tzvi. If I had a piece of red paper over my cheeks, so it should look red, that's okay. It looks very red now. What do you say, yes or no? I'll tape it on. Yes or no? No. Because it didn't adhere enough to my skin. So the Aruch of the Sosa Shulchan says, what? Come on, you throw some blush on, some powder on. It comes on, it's like a piece of red paper covering it up. It doesn't really adhere. It's like taking paint and then putting it on.
Paint is also double. Sahara, it peels. Paint peels, you can take it off.
It's not the same. Not the same. Because that's the now of what's going to last longer. The painting the house red will last longer than painting your face red. It's more than that. Painting the face red is not really painting in the first place. It's just sort of on top. Reminds me of yesterday's shiur with the kibbutz, right? It's whatever is on top, not embedded in. That's how the Tzos HaShulchan says. Well, Rabbi Blumenknecht understood the Tzos HaShulchan, understood Rabbi Moshe like the Tzos HaShulchan. He quotes them as two separate attempts. The Shemir Shabbos. I thought the Shemir Shabbos was right.
I don't know.
But that's what he says. Ain't a Miskai and Klal. I was once, Rabbi Posen Shalita, Diana of Royers, was once sitting there at a dinner. And they were talking about the Ramesh and Shuvah about the makeup of this room. Could be a Mishnah Bruin Shin Man who says it's also to write on a frosty window, on a steamed window. Mishnah Bruin. I disappeared right away. I thought it was a bombshell kasha. Well, I had a mice in my house in my car once. That's a buckle for my shear. Many years, it was back 15, almost 15 years. It doesn't disappear at all. It happened back 2 months later. I had a mice like this. I'll tell you a fact. I still remember this. This was, I think we were learning Shabbos. I think it was a Tavshin Mem Beis. That's 14 years ago. I think that's what it was. Oh, it was in the winter time. I think I drove the bus home from the Chanukah Chagig. One of those big station wagon, 10, big, 15 big guys. You know, one of those deals. And I had a stop off somewhere, I recall. And one of them wrote on the window of my car, Briskator. I don't remember why. So I came out with a big one. I had this guitar. It was one of those, you know, cold on the outside, hot on the inside, all kind of days, you know? Gosh, I didn't think of it. 2 months later, it was a steamy kind of a day. Guess what I saw on my windshield? On the windshield. Risk guitar. It's a fact. Whatever it was, I'm just telling you. I thought that knocks out Rabbi. I'm not saying Rabbi Moshe is right. Rabbi Posen's right. The chorus is. So what's the mocha, Rabbi Osai? What the mocker that the Rav Shlomo Zalman had, there's no such thing of Vein of the Sky. No such thing. And sometimes even Midoraisa. Look at our Kuf Nun Aleph. Look at Kuf Nun Aleph. So Kuf Nun Aleph, he writes as follows. Vafilo matzeh Vein of the Sky melo yom echad. Bilvad. Upochos mizeh. Gam ken osu. So you see, Rav Norman himself recognized the possibility of a cutoff of 24 hours. He rejected it. He mentions it and he rejects it. What's the source? What's the source? Shar Atzion Shin Gimel Sifkot Samaches. Whoa. Now you're talking big time. Shar Atzion is gonna ask me. Now I'm out of business. I can't argue with Shar Atzion. That's not so simple. Now look to the Shar Atzion. The table it says. Shin Gimel Ha'or Sifkot Samaches. What does it say there? Listen carefully. Listen, I think this is the biggest song and end with this yourself. Which tomorrow we'll do Sugi Memchas. Here it is. It says in Abona, they need a malacha meskayamis. Okay? It says over there in Abona, malacha meskayamis bishabis. The Rambam says that way. Says the Biolach, says the Shatzir. As long as it lasts through Shabbos Yechai. So why did it potter? Because Enam is Gaim Klal, even less than a day. So you see Klar, according to the Rambam, that less than a day is potter Avalasa, because a day is already Chai. Rashi says, no, the word B'Shabbos is on the Osim alone. So it appears they need to be B'Skayim Tomid, it's not enough to have Yom HaShabbos L'Chud. I guess he didn't have the racket of words than Rashi. That's my impression. Otherwise, the Rashi is a completely different kind of a case. I assume he didn't have the racket of words. Okay? So that's Rashi. So what's the Shar Atzion saying? That according to Rashi, that Miskaya means forever, then he has no raya that less than 24 hours is us. Because you say, but forever is what? It's time. More than a day is butter. Less than a day is, in fact, mutter. And they said, "Uvin your name, who aim your day, who like who beskayim ayom haShabbos." He's not sure, and therefore it's also called the Rashi. Or maybe they hold up the Rambam, and if you don't even need it, you see, Klar is according to Rashi. Even as long as it's not beskayim for 24 hours, it's mutter. So the Mimok of Shabbosah, the whole riot of the Shmir Shabbos quoted. He wanted to prove a point that the days are less than 24 hours. What's his proof? Shar Atzion. The Shar Atzion is the Mimok of Rashi and the Rambam. Maybe we pass like Rashi. Who said we follow the Rambam? Usually we follow the Ashkenazim. We follow the Rashi. Usually. And I'll tell you my last point today. I will issue Tosa. I will issue Tosa. I think it's a very interesting idea. When it comes to kosher, those of us heard Rav David Chabura from last week, it's clear in the Gemara there were three levels. The Raisa, the Rabban, and the Mutter. Let's go again. According to Rashi, it's just a matter of duration. Permanent is the Raisa, more than a day, some say a week. More than a day is the Rabbana, less than a day or less. Less than a day is... What's the Rambam Sheep? No. There are two factors. Kesher Uma, if you have any all the factors you should use. Kesher Uma and permanent. If you have both of them, a permanent Kesher Uma, you're chai. If you have neither of them, it's Mutter. Either of them, one of them, is Potter Avalas. That Sheep is a Rambam. Okay, with me? So I wanted to make a suggestion according to this Shar Atzion, like Rashi not on the Shittasa. Because Rashi holds from the heter of Eina Miskayim Klal. That's what Shar Atzion in effect said. Because Miskayimis means forever. So if it's for more than a day, it's been the Rabbanan. So that's the days had to go. So therefore Rashi took kosher. That's how Rashi lived at kosher for less than days. It had to go. And he extended to it in effect of, it sounds like all the malachas. It sounds like. But if, what? Again. Don't like the Rambam. What? Why didn't the Rambam like Rashi? He couldn't hold like Rashi. There's no way for Rambam to hold like Rashi. Because what's Rashi's yisod? When is it mutter? When is it mutter? It's mutter when? When? When it's less than 24 hours. Rambam doesn't hold from that head. He can't hold from that head. Doesn't hold from it at all. So the Rambam introduced a new factor. What's the new factor? The new factor is what? Is Kesher Shaluma. So only by Kesher Shaluma and it's permanent, then you're chayav. Right? If it's neither Kesher Shaluma nor permanent, and it's only temporary, then it's mutter. And it can't be a heter based on a temporary status exclusively. There's no such heter. So you got to introduce a new concept, a new factor, a new parameter called Kesher Shaluma. This new parameter enables him to get through. Of course, according to the Rambam, if you want to make up your faith for less than 24 hours, what's it going to be? For sure. Cool, the Rambam. Of course it's going to be awesome. That's the Rambam. Hold it, hold it. That's the Shaar Tzion. The Mishnah Berurah is correct. Cool, the Rambam. And when the fact that I'm his master, it's the Takapod Avalos. That's the Shaar Tzion. It's elsewhere. Cool, the Rambam. And it's the Shabbos, Perkins, Lacha, Yud Gimel. And the Shaar Tzion is the Pod Avalos. But where are you going? Going to Rashi. We'll assume that we generally speak to follow Rashi Shita, which the Bala Tos basically agree with. It's kosher. So according to that opinion, it's at least possible, maybe almost likely, that there was this heter of Enam Sky and Cloud. That's what I wanted to suggest. And it's an idea, I'm not saying it's true, but it's an interesting idea nonetheless. Okay? We'll stop here. Richard, tomorrow we'll start the suggestion. What's based on Sava? Literally, the house of the neck. We're the house of the neck. What does that mean, the house of the neck? It means that they had a hole in the shirt. They used to have, what were their shirts like in those days? They were simply cloth. The closest I think was tzitzis. Just imagine a tzitzis, but the whole middle is still filled in. So they would take a big towel, you know, get a big piece of rectangular cloth, and punch a hole in it. Now you stick your head in. That's how they shirt. So that's called the base at top, base for the neck to go in. So what happened was, apparently there would be some kind of strings over there, and they would tie it and untie it and tie it and untie it. So Rashi is my team base at top. What does that mean? Shaderech hakofsim lekoshon. Give it to the laundry. I guess in the laundry they would tie it up. Have a low pulse in the chachila. The hashtag of the leimah. So that's what's called the sacking on the sacking on the back of the parish. To create a good cleat that you're not permitted to do. Here's Rashi. Lay on the back, the last two lines, the Gemara says. A poseh and wait the title of Shabbos. Chayef chakas. Rashi again says. The last Rashi. Kamash leimah. The chayef shemaka the parish. Chayef shemaka the gemara malam. Mask of lorab kahana. Chayef shemaka. Ma ben zu le begupas chob. This is Rashi. The Tanya the Perek Chavas in Ishbura, maybe Adam Chavas who made his Rosh of the Sayyid, who Menicha of Neha Ochet. We'll discuss, I mentioned Mishnah Mitzvah Shem on Monday, that's next to the next Mahamakaris. So that's why that Mutter, this is awesome. Begufa Ein Tumar says, Amar Alei Rava, Zechibu Mazein Achibu, end of the Sugi. So Rashi Begufa, Ein Amin Achavis Atzma, Vav HaPishim Dvukabo, this barrel cap is stuck to it. Ain't a flush of Hebrew. Surely not to the medas. It's meant to be taken off. When the guy makes a rectangular piece of cloth, it's all one big unit. And as a result, if he punches a hole in that, it's considered to be chayav b'shem makah b'patish. As opposed to someone who's taking the barrel cap off the barrel, that's not a makah b'patish. That was made separately from the very beginning. It's like a covering. But the makah b'patish means you've never made the unit. You never made the barrel. With an open, you made a barrel with an open, and you cover it up. So you cover it, you uncover it, you cover it, you uncover it. That's not called makah b'patish. As opposed to a case in which you have a simply rectangular piece of cloth with nothing there, and now you're going to punch a hole through, that's makah b'patish. So says Rashi. Is Rashi cheap? Rashi explains. Let's turn now, please, to the Hagos Mordechai, Siman Tov Nun Zayin. It's a very important machlokes. There we go. Page. Peg. Pay him out. Matimin Beis HaTzava. Riva Pirish. You ever see it? You see that? Riva Pirish. Beis HaTzava Shemiz Kasher Bishas Kvisosa Matimin. If it was tied when he washed it in the laundry, you may untie it. Avla Maya Tafra P Beis HaTzava was sewn up. Okamoshim Medapkin Arat Zadim Zuk Shal Minom. Well, they apparently glued together a pair of shoes. Also the Nachman Zemizek. It is prohibited to separate them. Shalom Atzinu Chiluk Ben Tfira Shal Kayama Ben Tfira Shal Kayama The Rav Yav Yod. In other words, when it comes to Kesher, Matir, Reis HaTzavar, this Kasher, the Avalon of Kosher, Matir, there we lay upon the Purush of your Moshe, we spoke about that yesterday, Baritas, the difference between Shal Kayama and not Shal Kayama. But since once is in all other Malachas, so yesterday we'll go with a uniform principle, which one will assume that whatever is by one Malachas, by all Malachas. That's what we were trying to assume. And he says, who said? It's a special thing about Kosher.
But Spirit, it do happen. In regards to how many tefillahs you have to make.
That's a different story. That's just going to fall apart by itself.
Right, so two will also fall apart by itself unless you tie both ends. Right.
So, what he means over here is not that it has to, if it falls apart by itself, you can see that the general Ptur B'cholam Malachas Kula. What I think he's questioning is a Malach which by itself would remain forever, you're going to undo it. So yesterday we saw when it comes to Kosher Manasla Hakir is Mutter, or Potter. But he says, since when does that apply to all other Malachas? We had a lot of trouble with that yesterday, if you recall. We had problems. How do you reconcile with Bishul? We still don't know the answer, really, when it comes to Bishul in certain cases. Well, actually, truth is, I'm wrong. By itself, it falls apart. The Bishul hardens again. So that suggests to be a problem no matter what. Because then the metal melts and hardens by itself. But in any event, so he's saying it's only done by Kshira, not by Tefira. Rabbi Niyol Matir, I feel it's Tefira. Hall the Lava Skymar. Doesn't say Poter, Matir. No, Matir. Before it says Hebrew, Apostle, Apulain, he gives a pshat which is quoted with Tocha Amad. What does Tocha Amad mean? The Mordechai says Tocha Amad. There's only a Hagah on the Mordechai. So presumably he means look back at the Mordechai itself. That's called Tocha Amad. Alright? What do we find in the Mordechai itself? Tocha Amud. Is that anything on our version? Take a look quickly. Nakal Omedes, the Magufa is meant to be taken out. The Chaynker is Rashi. Umikan Yesh Lochiyach, top of the second column. Shavuta Listo Stimas Piatana Shasasame Yer Shabbos. They used to do this in Europe. They had a chawl oven. They put the chawl, it was quite impossible. They took the chawl, they put it in the oven, but they had the oven going well inside, there was some kind of junk on top of it. And on Shabbos, when they come on a stick and they break it. They break the oven to the oven every Shabbos. How do you do that? Bonus, also. What's the answer? Nah, it's meant for very temporary use. I guess less than a day. Less than a day. Okay? So that's what he's driving at. That's not just a law when it comes to what? To kosher. No. It applies to all law. That's what it means over here. I ain't told all of it. Is that Hebrew or Moset, etc. Told how many explain that? That's cooler. So it probably applies to all law. All law. The last line of the Mordechai back here on page K has a very interesting shot over here, which is backwards from Rashi. What do we say, Zeh Hebrew, Zeh Ne Hebrew? How did Rashi explain? Zeh Hebrew, when it came to... The Magufa is meant to be taken out. The Chaynker is Rashi. Umikan Yesh Lochiyach, top of the second column. Shavuta Listo Stimas Piatana Shasasame Yer Shabbos. They used to do this in Europe. They had a chawl oven. They put the chawl, it was quite impossible. They took the chawl, they put it in the oven, but they had the oven going well inside, there was some kind of junk on top of it. And on Shabbos, when they come on a stick and they break it. They break the oven to the oven every Shabbos. How do you do that? Bonus, also. What's the answer? Nah, it's meant for very temporary use. I guess less than a day. Less than a day. Okay? So that's what he's driving at. That's not just a law when it comes to what? To kosher. No. It applies to all law. That's what it means over here. I ain't told all of it. Is that Hebrew or Moset, etc. Told how many explain that? That's cooler. So it probably applies to all law. Formal office. The last line of the Mordechai back here on page K has a very interesting shot over here, which is backwards from Rashi. What do we say, Zeh Hebrew, Zeh Ne Hebrew? How did Rashi explain? Zeh Hebrew, when it came to the what? To the Poseh, Preisat, Tzavah, Tzoyachai. What is Zeh Ne Hebrew? The Magufa is something we should put on the outside. The last two lines is the other way around. Zeh Hebrew, Pirish, Magufa, Sachovis. That's when it comes to what? What's Chibur mean? Chibur means Nigma Malakta, right? posseach, ain't no Hebrew, was a mean in a Hebrew, shadayim adim amulakto, shed tzorif, liftofes, atzavar, yichayim, shemakam, apatish, backwards. Just should be aware that that exists. Okay. Now we said this to go back to the Levice. The machlokas between the Rivo and the Rabbeinu Yoel as to whether the dispensation of Shalol Eskayim Klal applied only to kosher, I assume what the Rivo means, not even to Tofu, which is a cousin of kosher, but applies to all malachas. All malachas. Of course, the problem becomes after the 1 day limit. Right, Rashi put a 1 day limit on the dispensation. That's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. If everyone has a Shulchan Aruch, I think it's good if you look inside. There should be enough here. Is there another Mishnah Berurah? Here is another Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, David, look on the back there. You want to look on? You are back? Okay, so let's take a look together. Shin Yud Zayin Simchim. Mechavis is my kirin, Beis Hatzava, Mikesha Shekshoro Koveis. Why? She'eino Kesha Shel Kayom. So what does that mean? The 1 day, we have a 1 day limit. So the truth is the Mechava has no problem. Why does the Mechava have no problem? Because the Mechava passes like whom? What did you say there yesterday? Who? Guess. Who the Mechava always passes like? The Rambam. And the Rambam says, if it's Eina Shel Kayom, it's not permanent, and it's not a Kesha Shel Uma, not a super specialized kind of a knot, then it's Mutter. So all the Mechava can say is Eina Shel Kayom. We follow the Rambam, that's what it follows. But the Mechava is a famous Shidus HaRambam. Yeah. Famous Shidus HaRambam, which says if it's Kesha Uma, and it's permanent, then it's not Eina Maisa Uma, is potter. And Kesh Shaina Shakayama Veda Masa Uman in the second line of the previous page is Mudul Kosha the Khathil. And the same thing for Hataros. So this is the Machab and the Rambam. The Ramah in Sifala says no. No, there is Kayam and Uman, no Uman. What does it mean? If you're not, you don't intend to untie that very day, but also your Matzmo, that's considered Shal Kayama and also the Rabbana. If it's forever, it's also in our Torah. It's less than a day, it's mutter. What if it's less than a day? So the Mishnah Berurah, the big machlokes between the Tazel and the Lush at this very point. Chav Sifkot and Chav Alef. She'ena Shal Kayama, She'ena Osam Eskayim, Rak Hashi Kachenu Abal Abayis Lebesa. Which means it's not meant to be left indefinitely. It's meant to be used by the customer. The customer will take it home and use it. That's considered Ena Shal Kayama. And it's mutter. Ena Shal Eskayim Klav. The Yesh Machmir B'Dover Elim Kain Osila Hatibra also Yom Shal Akvisa. That's what I would say. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Taz. Those are the regular picture of Hanar. If you look at the Taz, he says that we have this. It's very interesting. The Machlokas of Levushi, the Taz, although it's going on the words of the Machaber, doesn't apply to the Machaber. The Machaber doesn't have a 1 day deal. What's it going on? The word. That both the Mechaber and both the Taz and the Bush Rashkenaz, the Ramah Shidus of HaRamah, what did Ramah say? That's over the 1 day. So the question is, the 1 day limit apply over here or not? So although it's an interesting phenomenon, the Mishnah Berurah has the Machlokas and Taz and the Bush on the words of the Mechaber, it's a little bit misleading. Because the Mechaber, Eina Shel Kayom, is not forever. It feels like the Ramah Shidus. But if we all like the Ramah, then how about you put the 1 day deadline? So the Taz proposes over here as well. The Bush here is different. Why it's difficult, it's some kind of a special case. You're gonna, after all, give it to the first customer. The customer comes in, the customer's gonna use it, even though you don't know when the customer's gonna come. You don't know when the customer's gonna open it. But it's somehow indefinite. Indefinite, the opposite way. Obviously, the word indefinite means two things. Indefinite means it's forever, right? You never ever plan to undo it. Here, it's ready to be under any minute. Any minute might take a year. So the guy will, I'm gonna, wash it in the laundry. I'm going to tie it up and leave it there. Who's going to pick it up? And you pick something to use the first day. It's only a pair of socks. It's only his only shirt. You may have 10 other shirts. You may leave it there for... And what if it's, it's a short sleeve shirt and you like it for a long sleeve in the winter and now it's in the fall. They may not wear it for 6 months. Who knows? We just don't know. You may not come to pick it up. You went away for the summer for 2 months. We just don't know. It may come today and put it on today. We have no clue. We don't know. So according to the Bush, it's not your Kiddush. It's considered the same as Ein HaAtz El Yom. If you have a specific amount of time that is planned out, whether or not should be there, then the 24-hour limit applies. If there's no set time, then it always is a static as if we're less than 24 hours. That's the chiddush of the Levush. The Taz rejects it. Has it had to be docked within 24 hours? How do most posts come hold? The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in Perek Tes, Ha'orah Dunhei, talks about this issue. And he writes that Stimas HaPoskim is like the Levush, the Kula. Umasna mi Stimas HaPoskim, lo naktinen v'zeh ka'atasha. Alright? Then he throws in a phrase. I don't know why. The very next phrase is beyond my understanding. That's the next sentence. Lo osra le bekesha shirigilin lahatir v'gam lachza v'litsho. Masha ein kein v'omed rak v'hatora greater. It almost sounds like he's saying that the reason that the Levush argued with the Taz is because the only time we're mafmir more than 24 hours is a kesh which you would normally tie and untie. If it's meant only to be untied, then everyone agrees you can be making it. That's shakna Levush. I think Levush took my base at Sabra of a Tov, which I understood to mean it's tied and untied, tied and untied. They had certain garments come out of string at the end. Like, you know, sweatpants, I don't know that story. A lot of times there's strings attached. So they tie up the strings in various garments. I think they're going to tie it, and then when they wash it again, the customer will untie it, and the reason to wash it will be tied up again. That's how I understood the whole case. So what's he throwing in this whole sentence to me is mind-boggling. I don't understand this one sentence in the Shavir Shabbos. Don't understand.
Well, I mean, the other sheet is that they sew it together, right?
No.
So into sewing, what you do is you sew it, and then you rip it apart. You sew it, and you rip it apart. So the same thing with your kosher. And you tie it, and then you rip it apart, and then you tie it again the next time.
A different string. The case is going to material base at Tzapha.
Right.
Material means you're untying a knot.
Right.
I got the impression there's a certain, I have my shirt, and I used to have shirts with strings, and they would tie it up, and then they would, for the wash, I guess it should lie all over the place. Then they cut it untie when you put it on. Then you want to give it a wash and you tie it up again. Wash it and make loose strings every time.
And they would make one stitch in it and then tie it up. Or make a string and make a couple of stitches in it. Those are the two sheets. And undo it.
Maybe.
And also they talk about you tie up two garments together. You put two garments together to wash.
Right.
So it's not. You don't build a shirt in order to have it tied to another shirt when it gets washed. It's
true,
it.
True.
So
but
it's the same thing.
Maybe.
You rip it apart and you retie it and you resew
different
it.
Different ways.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's how I understood it, yeah.
The question is understanding what you can see is there's one thing that's marked in the passage, which is you have to cut out the hole.
Uh-huh.
And there's a second thing, which is toker, which is tying.
That's what I want to get to right now. So that's very important. So you to view a very, very important point. The Mechaber concludes, remember the Mechaber? Aval ein posten also mechadosh to betakein mono. Okay, betakein mono, so Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mechayim mishamaka bepadosh of ma'amalok, right? Pashup Shah, right? That's what it is, that's right? Isn't that what Pashup Shah? Takein mono, Rashi. Says the Ramon, and this is very tricky. Afilu kvar niftach vachshachazar ha'umon ukshara utzvar v'yachad kederam shunim osim. Who said so? Rabbeinu Yerucham, this is already very, very big kiddush. I thought the only time you ever chayim and makom b'padash is when you punched out the hole there for the first time. Now you're making it into a kli for the first time, so that wasn't the kli. But if the hole was punched already, and it was sewn up by some kind of an umah, and either we tied it or sewed it, shor or tvor, as umanim are wont to do, so then if I punched that out, I'm also chayim and makom b'padash. Would you say that? I wouldn't say
it.
You sewed it up so well that it's now... So now the clock has been turned back as if it was never punched out.
Right.
Either sew it or even tying, he says. Not just sew it. Even tying.
Well, but I knew it.
Yeah, special Boy Scout, special. Sailor.
Yeah.
You know, they're tying knots. But look what's happening now. Let's go on. For the chain also the natek olachtov zug shul min olayim at tfurim yachad kiderem shalom nimos. It sounds familiar? What do we see this? And I go as Mordechai, right? It's the revolt. Ah, forgot that Tzvi Reina Shal Chayama.
Yeah, Chilif Mitzvira Ben Shokayama and Shokayama verbatim. Quotes from the Hagos Mordechai. What Malachitz is he talking about now? Tofer and Matir. What? Not the Makam and Patish. Then he quotes Yesh Matir and Mitzvira Shen and Shokayama after Ben Yolo. And what does he conclude? Amazing conclusion. The aim of Hatir Bishnei Amhoras. Everyone here is a Talmud Chacham. It's like a mention. Otherwise, you shouldn't even say it. The audiences. Right, so it's never a Talmud Chacham, they can go to this Ramah. The question of Ramah shouldn't be made. So I don't understand the Ramah. What's going on over here? What is the nature of the Malach? It seems quite clear from the Hagos Mordechai. And it's even more clear in the Rav Yoh that they quote, the Rav Yoh is mafurish, that the Malach we're talking about here is Tofer Matir. Even in Hagos Mordechai, it's pretty mafurish. And Lama Zinah Chilip Tzvira, the Pashtas we're talking about, Tofer Matir. But the Ramah started off by talking about something which we thought he meant to be Makab Apat. Why do we think that? Because going on the Machaba. What did the Machaba say? Mitake and Mana. So now what's going on over here? Is it Mitake and Mana or is it Ezer of Matir? Two different Malachas in the Torah. Two different Malachas. Well, which one is it? Which one is it? That's very strange. Which one is it? Look what he said. My thinking is, the Easter is Tofer Matir. That although the Machaber said the Take Mona, and the Ramah went without missing a beat, he went straight on going, went straight on, but at the end he talks about Tfira, I think the Ramah is not talking, in my opinion, the Ramah is not discussing the Easter of Machaber Patish at all. For the Ramah, the Easter really is an Easter of Tofer Matir, and take it apart when you bring over an Easter of Matir. Matir Shem Tfiris. That's what it was, in my opinion. Now look up the source, the Rabbeinu Yerucham. That's where it's called, the Rabbeinu Yerucham quotes Pala, I look up the whole thing. There, it's again unclear. He starts talking about Makam HaPadish. And in the end he says that, therefore, it's possible to do this and this. Doesn't say Mishnah Makam HaPadish. It's possible, therefore, even Rabbeinu Yerucham to explain that the issue is because of Makam, not because of Makam HaPadish. It's possible, that's what Rabbeinu Yerucham means. Certainly the Ramah, who links this to that Goss Mordechai, which linked to the Rav Yoh, it's clear it's Easter of Tofer Matir, and the Ramah put them all in one kugel, one sentence. It's the same thing. I think it's pretty obvious that he understood the Rabbeinu Yerucham, as he quoted, to be referring to an Easter of Matir, and not to an Easter of Mitake Mon. That a Mechaber, the Mechaber learns Pshat, that the Easter of Poseh, Reis HaTzavar, is an Easter of Makab HaPad, which is not an Easter of Korea. The Rambam says that the Easter of Poseh with Atzavar is Korea. It's not Makab HaPadish. So that's a different sheet that the Machab may go against the Halach. The Machab is going against that Halach. He says he shouldn't be talking about like Rashi. So the Machab, I think, if he would have his way and would say that the Easter of Rabbeinu Yerucham is the same as his Easter, that he quotes it, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, then it would mean that they're both the Easter of Makab HaPadish. Both of Yosef Kaur and the Ramah, look at the Beis Yosef and the Rabbi Moshe, they both are equating these two dinim. And the question, which direction are they equating? According to the Machaber, the Easter continues to be an Easter of Makab HaPadish, Mitake Mana. According to the Ramah, if I understand it correctly, the Easter can say that it's an Easter of Matir, not an Easter of Mitake Mana. So it appears. Because they both say the Rabbeinu Yerucham's din should depend upon the Rabbeinu Yoel and the Rebo. Both the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, both say that. So, I'm not sure what the Beis Yosef is at. Maybe he holds all things in the second month, maybe. But when the Ramah is talking, he mentions the idea of Tzvira, and he talks about Matir, he tells the whole thing is also Mishum Matir, Matir Tzvira. Not Mishum Matakei Moshe. The Mishnah Berurah flipped over here. The Mishnah Berurah is a very interesting sheet. He seems to have a little bit of both, and that's a problem. A little bit of both is always a problem. What does he say? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Just the Mishnah Berurah, I consider it to be, in my opinion, Stira. It's a Kav Nachav Gimel. Okay, what's he going on? It's a Kav Nachav Gimel. The Ramah said, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, that if the Uman is tying it or sewing it up again, so it's awesome. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kav Gimel. The Kshara Bittol Vashayna Yochel Atiro Achakach Yachav Achutim Al Yenatcha Ulechein Choshev Ata Kepsicho Mechodosh Ve'osu Mishim Tiglin Mona. That's how I would have read the Ramah. first glance, right? Tigemona, correct? Because the Mechaber says the Tagemona, the Ramah goes on, doesn't say Yeshomen, going straight on the flow, right? That would have said it's also the Osirish of Tigemona, fine? Then in Sivkot, we thought, hey, on the sheet of the reverse, Lenate, the very next line. Lechen as Lenate, Olach, the Zub Shulman, Olai, Matzvurum, etc. So the Mishnah Brewer said, hey, why? Vatam, here, Shimdu, Choshev, Kekorea, Manaz, Natan. Can you explain this to me? A, B, C. A is Poskin Mechodosh. B is the Uman started up again. C is Zug Shimon Alayim Atzvurim Yachad. So, the Pashtas have to be, B and C have to be the same, no? The Ramah is pointing to them, they're both by the Ramah. A really should also be the same. So, could we also have Kyle, they're all considered the Easter of Makkah B'Pash. But, and the Ramah, I thought, held that the second, the last two are the Easter of Korea. But the Mishnah Berurah is clear to me. He has A and B as Misak and Mon, and C is not, and C is Korea Masatake. But the Ramah puts them all in the same line. V'lochein, he has the word V'lochein. Who is V'lochein? What kind of V'lochein? The two separate Yisurim. The first line of the Yisur of Makkah B'Pavish, the second of V'lochein, the Yisur of Korea Masatake. What's going on? What's trying to Mishnah Berurah? I don't know. So I thought you must say, you have no choice but to say, that even the first line, where the Ramah said that the Chai was fired up, or sorted up again, that it's not an Easter of Makkah B'Pavish, it's an Easter of Korea. What's my story? Why is it not Makkah B'Pavish? You can only be Makkah B'Pavish once. You can only finish something once. You can't finish something twice. That's like the sign, that's like the Mordechai in the bottom, right? What's the name of the Baruch? What's his name? Rabbeinu Baruch? He said Abshat. Zechibu or Zechibu, the other way around. Who was that? Rabbeinu Baruch Ben Agensa. Okay? He says, Zechibu, meet all the Nigma Malato. So no more Maka Bapach for Nigma Malato. Finish. If I die alone, Nigma Malato. So you can only have it once. That's the impression you get from the Mordechai. You can only have one Maka Bapach. The Nishmas or the Mites of the Fush. Klal Kof Tes, Siv Kotten Al. Nishmasana is the foolish that way. You can only have a Makkah B'Pavish one time. You can't have Makkah B'Pavish three times in the same plea. You can't have it more than one time in the same plea, in each plea. Then Al Kokhenu, the Israeli has Mishim Korea, not Mishim Makkah B'Pavish. That's how I understood Pshat in the Ramah, now in the second line in the Ramah, but also in the first line in the Ramah. Let me just read it one second. Zeh Alikot Ma'amalacha, the Kevin should Kvar Nigmar Malachta Mikodem, once it was a Gemara Malacha first, you can't have a second Gemara Malacha. Once there's only one possible Gemara Malacha. End. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't we define Makkah B'Pavish as the kli is basically done and you're just putting on some extra touches and afterwards, extra finishing touches that improve the kli? So you could do that.
No, but it's only, that it's possibly true, it's a Makkah B'Pavish that way. But it's only true in a case in which it would never happen before. If the kli was 100% usable, and then it became unusable through some subsequent circumstance, right? And now you are making remaking usable, making reusable, if you will, then the passion is no such as no din of Makkah B'Pavish. That's what I would have said. And yeah, I repeat, Rabbeinu Yeruchim is the source. I looked it up. It doesn't say before it's Makkah B'Pavish. He starts all the Makkah B'Pavish. And then he said that it was sewn up, also. I guess maybe one might, it depends on how you read the nuance. I don't have to remember anything from right here. It's going to happen in the base management. You can look it up, you'll see. It's not exactly clear. Well, I mean, you can even make an inference for Karen. You say Makkah B'Pavish, Makkah B'Pavish. And then he says, also. Doesn't say Mishim Makkah B'Pavish. You have to look at the words there, Rabbi Yeruch. But I read it, I would like to read it, at least whether I think about more read it, was an Easter of Makkah Shtek Fius, not an Easter of Makkah B'Pavish. And that, of course, will explain if you tie into the Rabbeinu Yoel and the Rebbe, who are Kemat Mefurish as an Easter of Matir, and the Rabbi Yoel is Mefurish Mamish, but they're learning as an Easter of Matir, and that Easter of Makkah B'Pavish. Why did the Rabbi Yoel switch with the Mechavis and Mechavis and Mechavis, the Rabbi should have told him Mefurish, he's talking now Easter of Matir, a shtickel of Torah, a half of Torah, but therefore it's still a different person. And the Rabbi, and after the Rabbi Yoel is not telling you what, you know, we don't get how strong his mind is, how to get stealing. It's irrelevant to, I mean, that's the thing with the Malachi. Eh, the Ramah wasn't so precise. true, the Mechavad asked the Mishnah, the Pater, not asking because of Tov, Matim, and so on. But within the Ramah himself, when Ramah is too thin, there's a Lachem between them. And then the Mishnah Brura has the first and the Mishnah Makar, the Pater, and the second Mishnah Matir. Yeah, it's a Kli Atzuma. I just want to be murdered. It's a Kasha, the Mishnah Brura. Who said what? Let's assume that's even true. But I'm asking a textual, technical question. The Mechaga had two dinim. The Ramah had two dinim. And the Lachain in between.
Yes,
and he said the first din is Mishum what? Mishum Mako. And the second Mishum Mako states few. So how can that be?
Somehow
you
put in Tiras, then it makes it into a new plea. And you've gone back. I don't know if you haven't gone back in time or not forward in time, but somehow it's not the same
thing
it used to be. You've made it bigger and better.
It's Hobah Hotali, it says. Bitch is saying, if I tie it up together, and I punch it out again, I'm going to be Chayash and Makabah Patish. Because I turn the clock back, so when you vindicate all the absorption in the line of that type, you either want to say it's not a Makabah Patish, at least it would be a Makabah Shnei Tzvirs, in fact. I don't have it straight, why it should be so.
So you can bring your shoes to the shoemaker, and like you get them back, they look as good as new, like everything's different. You know they're the same shoes, but they're like, I mean, if you do a good job, then, you know, everything's different, everything's new and shiny, and it feels like a new pair of shoes. So somehow maybe when you put in 2 years into this beggar, it becomes somehow a new beggar again.
Maybe, but again, maybe you're right, but even if you're right, I don't see the hemshif in the Ramah's being straight according to the Mishnah Berurah. I just don't see it. So now I got to halacha lemaisa. We mentioned about it yesterday a little bit about the pampers, the diapers, the disposable diapers. We had spoken, I believe, yesterday about it from the context of Madvik Neoros, because somebody came to Rabbi Yashiv and said that the way that people use it is that they stick it on and then they never undo it. So Rabbi Yosha says this is minatot, because it's a tefira shel kayama. The Machab has simin shin mem sif yudalit. Madvik shein the yoros chayim shem kolfer. Here can be mudak forever. Even if it's in the garbage, it doesn't matter. It's the quotes of Rashi and Sukkah, the Shmir Shabbos quotes. That even if it's sitting in the garbage forever, it's also considered forever. Like they say, top love. Okay, so that's, so we already pointed that yesterday. The Matthias is not true. Most people, when they finish using this disposable diaper, when they want to get it off the baby, they in fact will peel it off at the place where they had originally put it there, where they originally stuck it on 3 hours earlier. There was what's called Tofer, Shalom, Liskai, and Klav. And therefore, since the Shmir Shabbos is matter that, he's matter it, that means he's gone with the assumption of the Rabbeinu Yoel, who says that it's mutter to rely on the kula of Eidim Eskayim Kal, not only in the Malach of Kosher Umatir, as it's found in the Furush and then in the Ramah, but also in the basically the Gemara, basically Rashi, but also in the other Malachas as well. Right? And presumably the Kalim is the same, less than 24 hours, for Pashas, with a certain extension to call it the Lubush, which we'll come back to. But I just have a tie up a Pasha Pshan on the Shmir Shabbos. I don't understand exactly what his drift, as they say these days. I don't quite understand what he's driving. Because in Ha'orah test, he asks it. Not taping the diaper. That's okay. Taking it out, that's also okay. What's wrong is separating the tape from the tag, that's the right word to use, when you want to use that in the first place. In other words, you come, shower Friday night, the baby is wet, you want to change that before he goes to sleep. So what do? Those are not experienced, they don't know what this thing looks like. It's like a band-aid, sort of. That's how it is. But you have a piece of tape. Right now it's adhered to a sort of tab, or paper, I don't know what it is. It's made specially, so the tape shouldn't wear out, you know, it's sort of, whatever. No, that's how it is. Adhesion is maintained. Now it's 10 o'clock at night, so I want to peel, is the right word to use? Well, to peel the adhesive substance off that little tab, put on the diaper, and then adhere this sticky surface onto the gufa diaper, onto the diaper itself, which is made from whatever plastic, I don't know what it's made from. So Rav David says that the problem is not diapering the baby. That's fine, because that's going to be undone within 24 hours for sure, much less than that. The problem is you can't take the tape off the tail in the first place. Can't do it. Why? Hold on. Why? The leftoa for islinis lefnei hashimush pechito vaday the osur. And he gives you two makaros. Shinyan zayin siv gimel u'mishnevruas u'kot chavetz. Chavetz is very short. What does it say? One line. What does it say? Makeh v'patish ribbeinu shel olam. Is this true? I thought it's not true. Because what's this going on? It's going on the Chavez is going mamash and the Mechaber. Post nosa mechadosh v'taken man. This is not a post nosa mechadosh. Zeh chibur v'zehena chibur. What does that mean? They have a claw, which is simply a pure, complete rectangular claw that I punch a hole the first time ever. That's a makeh v'patish. But over here, what do I do? This is more comparable to the Magufas HaChavis, if you ask me. You had a thing, and they had a tab, and they took a tape, and they put it on, so it should be put in position, so they should be able to come off later and use it. That's not the same as the Poseach Beis HaTzava. To me, it's a plea. I don't know what he's talking about. I, the Mishnah Brewer, sentence of Kon Chav Gimel, that in the case where the Uman was Chazer, with Tzvara, or Ksharo, is by the Makkah of Pakish, which we questioned. We thought maybe it's all in the Ulster Mishnah Makkah State Spheres. That's the Ramos. Continuity would imply that, because the next case is that way. But even granted that it's somehow split, but that's only if it's Uman Chazer v'Chazer v'Ksharo v'Tzvara. That's it. That means it did a good job. It's so tight that it's almost if the whole thing didn't exist anymore. The original hole is almost like sewn up completely, or tied up completely, as you said it before. Here, on the contrary, it's made away. What do they say? Even a child can do it. An 8-year-old kid can come and take it apart and then open and put it on a baby. So what? That's called Chazer, Ksharo, Uman.
How is it that for me? The reason Diaper made that the peel was the peel that was protecting the tape was put on before the tape was attached to the diaper, or the diaper was made and then the tape was attached and then the peel was put on. As if it was the first way, then it was never a diaper with a tape that was on without the peel before they put the peel on, right? So it was never the whole diaper with a tape.
That's a good question. Go to the assembly line. Yes, Lord. I was assuming that the diaper, just based on my common sense, but I'm not an assembly line person, go to Procter & Gamble somewhere and find out how they make their product. My assumption was, could be I'm wrong, that they had a diaper, and they like most things, they would spread out, and they start folding it up, and part of folding up is folding that piece of tape onto the tape. That's how I assumed. So I personally assumed, could be I'm wrong, that it was, that it was originally separate and then it was attached. I don't think I can make it otherwise. I think, huh?
Well, how's the tape attached actually to the diaper?
You mean when it's in the storage or when you use
when
it?
When it's in storage.
There's a special, aside from the regular diaper, is the word tab the right word?
A band-aid
is a pretty good example. Right, there's a special piece on the, it's made from a different fabric or material. See, the diaper itself is made from some kind of a very soft surface, which is, flexible, but the more of a cloth. And that particular tab is hard. You need something hard for the tape to go on, so it shouldn't lose its fizz, it shouldn't lose its curve, right? So that tab is put on. The tape has to be put onto the tape. I think it's put on there. I don't know. Now Mordechai suggests maybe the tape and the tab existed somewhere else, and the tape and the tab are both jammed onto the diaper itself. It never was separated once it was on the diaper. If that's true, then maybe, I don't know. Who goes to the research on this? We're going to find a factory to make it. Maybe. Then I can understand. Because it never existed as a usable diaper before.
Usable,
I think it's
acceptance. What are some of the other examples of matter and patish? You have a cup and you put some design on it. I don't know. Isn't that one of the...
Maybe.
It's no worse than that, is it?
Maybe. No. So, again, I thought it should be. It certainly was. It's still not the same as poseach as atzav. That's an overstatement. It's not, even if you're right, it's not the same as poseach as atzav. Because there was mamash completely, you know, weave the whole garment, you know, break it through. Here, it would be like if you somehow or other made a bow with it was made with the cover on. And then you would put the, and I put the liquid in it, you pipe it through a straw or something like that. That's a comparison. I'm not sure even that would be like a patch. Because, you know, Zayn Hashim called the Rashi, they called the Rebbe, but called the Rashi, it's not the same thing. It's a separate entity. Now maybe, well, I'm just saying now, if you have that case, it might be a Mahogany Rebbe for Rashi. Right? If you're able to somehow make it with the top glued in. Yeah.
Does this at all relate to opening soda bottles?
That's next week's. That's going to be Monday's topic. The new Rambam Talmud is called Shira's Kops. That's opening cans and these kind of things. Bottles, that's what we did Shema on Monday. And we already saw Shira's Kops quoted today. So the Magufa, Magufa's actually quoted at Kuf Memvav. So in the Indian Lady, we're going to start Kuf Memvav and Shema Monday. Okay? That one doesn't do it, postpone. So this is what the Shmira Shabbos write, that using this opening the separating the tape from the tear. It's also the Shemak of the Kaddish, the same as Moseach Beis HaTzavar. But the Mishnah Bruch of Beis, that seems to be an overstatement. I don't understand why that should be so at all. And the Pashta, I thought the way they're firing it, I know how they make it, but it shouldn't be like the Kaddish at all, in my opinion. Elamai is still a problem. I don't see it as a problem. The problem is Makrid Neoros Tabukim. So that's the Shemir Shabbos in the same breath says, tells us, I am Shemidayim, Mishnah Bruch of Beis, and Simon Shin Men, Sif Yudalat. What's Simon Shin Men, Sif Yudalat? That's Machrid Neoros. You didn't miss a beat, the Shmir Shabbos. It's talking about two separate Avalachas, not even missing a beat. It's a new style. So Mishnah Bruch did it, and then the Vandar Amos, he did it too. Hamadit Neoros, Oros, Bekol, and Shal Sofrim, Yehotzibo, Haizatolos, Tofer, Bechayach. Bechayach, Mepharek, Neoros, Devukim, Oros the Vukim, Bona Skav and the Kalka, Bilvad, Arezza told us Korea, Bechayev. She's what a Machrid the Oros the Vukim. No. What do you say? So I was very panicked when I saw this the first time, Bilvad. Then I said, that's ridiculous. This should be the whole Machlok, who and who? The Tajik of the Rush. And Stima's Apostle himself quotes. Stima's Apostle is like whom? It's like the Rush that A, part of the Stima's Apostle was like Rabbeinu Yoel against the Rebo, and B, within Rabbeinu Yoel, the Stima's Apostle was like Lavush against the Taz. It should come out, and the same as you can untie a knot, which is made for less than 24 hours, or even more than 24 hours, as long as it's made, it's for the customer gets a chance to use it. So the same should apply to Machrid Neoros Tevukim in such a case. So what's he talking about?
Why should there be
that connection? Because the Rebo said, it's only did by Kshira and Machrid, not by Tofer, not by Korea. But the Rabbeinu Yoel disagrees with him. The Ramos make it like the Rabbeinu Yoel. I don't know, so that's what Ramos said. I forgot about Ramos. But me, you did. Ramos make it. So for years it bothered me. Didn't know why. It's just me against the Shmir Shabbos. We learned Shabbos the first time. It was Tavshin Mem Beis. It was 3 years after this Shmir Shabbos came out. This edition from Manas Ezra. There was no one on my side. I was a cold Korei Bamidbar. Same the back was your Buddha. I was using him all the time myself. It better be Buddha. Baruch Hashem. A little bit later, Rabbi Scheinberg, Shalita, where she would put out a long article of Maria, Tavshin Dalit Mem, they call it, right? In which he said it to him, for the reasons we just said, Baruch Hashem is a long piece, 20 pages. But the very end, she said, it's exactly what I'm saying. We follow the Levush, and the Levush said it's Mutter, and it's Mutter, I, more than a day, so why did the pass right? So Rav Scheinberg Shalita says what I said, more or less. He says, look, if you have in mind a speaker for a certain specific amount of time, so it's a half a day, or 2 days, or it's 2 years, then that law is going into effect. You know, it's Mutter, Mutter, Chayim, in case I did. But it's Meet CD, you can take that right away. Use it right away. I'm in a Panther factory, I made Panthers now. Right now. Dr. Gamble will be very happy, someone should come in, give me $10 for the bathroom, and then use it as a job.
imagine, let's give the following scenario. Someone's driving past their pamper plant in the Midwest somewhere, and the baby is dirty, and that's it, they have nothing. They knock on the door. Help! What? I want to buy pamper. You have to go to the distributor, and then you have to sell this, and you have to go to the bird, and they go through the various people. My kid's filthy, help! For some time, out of magic. Okay, here's a box, give me $1, $10, and go. It doesn't happen too often like that, but in theory, you know, it could be bought and used immediately. So I'm trying to write. The guy's at the factory, the guy's the technical distribution problem is why it's not being used right away. But in theory, it's ready to be used immediately. That's the cause of less than 24 hours. That's more or less, he formulated it better than I did. He said it better. But that was more or less what I had in mind. I mean, this is Lelouch. What Lelouch does in the flourish? And the steamers are possible to increase like Lelouch. So what's going on? So why is he asking this? I don't understand it. So I think what my study gets wood. And he quotes there, a Scheinberg quotes, a Bukias, a Shvises, a Shabbos. You shouldn't think, yeah, but over here, who knows what it was going to take? I'll make the pamper in June 13th. It won't be used till December. You know, it can happen easily. No, until I make it, until it gets distributed, in the drugstore for a while, until I get it, blah, 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 blah. The Shvises, a Shabbos says, is to have these, fruits. They were apparently tie up fruit somehow in the processing plant. Bakayas. And it would be used and consumed by Choret from summer to winter. The Shemesh, the Shvisa, Shabbos, and the Tzmuta. The same lungus. But he didn't mean for the winter. He can eat it today. Just said, you know, until I get around to going, until I ship it, until I this, until I that. You want to pay for it and have it right now, they'll sell it to you right now. So he quotes the Shvisa, Shabbos. So, Kayat the Chor, it's already 6 months. A long time. I do have more asking with now, Oretz. So Rav Scheinberg quotes a letter from the Chazanish. Not a letter, she got printed in the Chazanish, in the back. In the Chazanish in the back, he has Simon Kufman Vav, he has, you know, just all the Kufman. He has letters according to the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch, the letter on Simon Shinman. He writes like this, the only time there are more asking with now, Oretz, is in a case where it's not so clear what the circumstances are. Is this temporary? Is this permanent? Even though it's only temporary, it can't be matter of now or but where it's obvious that it's only a temporary kind of a situation, it's only the Shah, then even there are more agrees that it's more even the Fnei Amoritz. And over here, the Shaykh is fixed, it's the same kind of a situation. Everyone knows that it's made for the purpose of selling it, for the purpose of buying it and using it. No one would think over here is an indefinite kind of a situation. Adkan the Kitzer, Nimrod, he has 20 pages, what Rav Scheinberg should have. Very happy when he printed that. Very lonely feeling to be out there twisting in the wind when the Shemir Shabbos against you, and no one liked it. I was very upset. Luckily, when I came to Shabbos the next time around, I had Rav Scheinberg in my side. Baruch Hashem. So it's good to have people on your side, no? It's like, you know, Now, why don't add three more tzirufim? So when we have these shadows, after all, the people who are machmir, some more tzirufim to be making. So one of them is, the Shemir Shabbos himself is a tzirullah. In Perek Tes. Perek Tes is a chapter all about opening bottles, cans, bags. We'll get to that. That's really Monday's topic, but we're allowed to quote it this week too, a little bit. Because there's one thing which is no get to us here from the specific. In Perek Tes, Ha'ori Yud Tes, he said something which someone was yelling at me recently, and I thought it was a good svara. He's like this. The yesh sakios nechoma plasti ke'eda, shenipzachos bekalos belokam divuka. It opens very easily in the place where it's meant to be open like this. Shemati me'agrash ha'zarba. The efshe shemuta leftoach belokam ha'divuk. Efshe. Gamma b'lidakakal ha'tchila. And he quotes Zukshin Minalayim with Fitzgerald's Yachar. Our bit. And here it's even better. Why? Why is it better? The hard Amin and the Madbik the Yoris have been told of the Tofesh and Mem Yudalin. And all the Shemad B came last so some goof effort mamish. For all the Shemad freedom have a Korea and Shah. You would make it mamish into one unit.
Masha ain't king shemadik raka sipse asakis al dasla post on a haka derech osa moko harei the choshuf kidi yoro shenit to gume alein lo mikri bikore amnei shelden li pore mishki burden shemen. And then he adds, gam nasa kada shiye kal la hapen mu leptoa. He says it's not considered to be a topher, it's not considered to be a what? A map in the yoros to buki. It's like a valid svar. But if you, let's take, talking about envelopes. And envelopes, people, when they if they do a good job.
Sometimes in Israel they have like the envelopes, they don't use the lid, so they're
a lot easier. Okay, right. Okay, but the last levels that they spoke about in Europe were very significant fluid go like it, no boom, you wouldn't open it then. You get they take it, you take a knife, you know, and then open on top. Or some other letter open, it was stuck. That's, as Shlomo Zalman says, that's when they spoke about Matrim Niyoros and then Nadvik Niyoros. This potato chip bag, it's meant to be open like this. Kal v'chomer, say I. What?
Pampers.
With Pampers, that's meant, you know, an 8-year-old can't necessarily open up that potato chips, but the Pampers, I'm not going to take nothing. Like a Band-Aid, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. If you have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, then a 4-year-old can open it up for a 2-year-old. Yeah, it's nothing. It's really, it's ready to be open. It's another good spot to be mapped, I think, when it comes to the Pampers. Why Rav Neubert chose to quote this cool over here by the potato chips, not by the Pampers, is beyond me. I think Pampers opens easier than potato chips.
No.
I mean, open both.
By potato chips, you know the bag was once a bag to begin with.
You're going back to your, okay. But as far as, you don't think it's about the back of the pouch. We're talking about Mafrid, the artist, the witness. It's irrelevant in that respect.
Okay.
I have another Tzadah. I have a beer aloha, an interesting beer aloha. In Shin Yud Dalet Sifches. This is literally a parenthetical remark, which people don't talk about, but I think it's very significant. If it's so, I think it has impact for us. You need Korea, I'm not